philosopher's final pet word.
This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Thomas Patterson, Thomas Patterson. Date of birth 05/25/1958. Date of appointment August 13, 2024. Requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, JonathanWaldman. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Thomas Patterson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 66-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the LSELLIS hospital on 6/17/2024 with cardiogenic shock and CHF. He was then intubated for respiratory failure. He was taken off the ventilatory support and he was noted to have right hemiparesis. MRI of the brain done, which shows left posterior frontal and parietal stroke. He was having dysphagia, so G tube was placed. In the hospital, he developed pneumonia and non-ST elevation MI. Then he transferred to the St. Mary's Rehab Center. After rehab, he was sent to the River Ridge Nursing Home. Still, he has a right-sided weakness. Past medical history. Hemiplegia, stroke, dysphagia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation. Difficulty walking, history of cardiogenic shock, history of sepsis, dilated cardiomyopathy, depression, COPD, anxiety, polyosteoarthritis, hypertension, Alzheimer's disease, non-ST elevation MI, history of respiratory failure, cocaine abuse, CHF, GERD, past surgical history not available, allergy, atorvastatin, bee venom, lactose and milk containing products, medications, Tylenol, aspirin 81 milligram daily, melatonin, senna, sodium bicarbonate, bisacodyl, epinephrine, carvedilol, Eliquis 5 milligram 2 time daily, furosemide, metformin, donepezil 5 milligram daily, imidazoline, simvastatin 40 milligram daily, valsartan, epinephrine, not epinephrine, eplerenone, vitamin D3, Jardiance, omeprazole, risperidone. Socialisti, ex cocaine and drug abuser, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home, family history, unable to obtain review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having right-sided weakness. Physical examination: blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on, present neck supple, there is no carotid pruri, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. Left sided no dysmetria. Motor system examination. Right sided spasticity present. Is muscle strength 5/5 except right upper extremity, hand grip 3/5, otherwise 4/5, lower extremity, right sided -5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the right upper extremities, gait right hemiparetic, assessment and plan, 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left posterior frontal and parietal stroke. Number 2, right hemiparesis. Number 3, history of dysphagia. Number 4, Alzheimer's disease. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Next paragraph: at this time I would like to continue the Eliquis 5 milligram 2 time daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram 2 time daily, aspirin 81 milligram PO daily can be discontinued if okay with the cardiologist. I would like to continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy and speech therapy. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.